This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom.
Spring turkey season is upon us, so I thought it'd be wise to reach out to Al Strupp as we prepare our hunting gear for the turkey season. Al, what types of calls do you like to use for spring turkey season?
I use a multitude of mouth calls and slates and box calls, so I use everything.
And what call would you say you use the most?
No, I probably use mouth call more than I do anything. Well, you got to need camouflage. You got to be camouflaged well. They see movement, they're gone. It's that simple. Yep. You got to be a good caller, and you got to be able to be as close to invisible as you can be. And you want to have some good decoys on the ground that are as far as real looking as you can possibly get. And they're out there now, so a lot better than back in my day when I used to hunt them.
Al, I've noticed there's a lot of different types of decoys for turkeys. What kinds do you recommend?
There's hens, there's Jake, there's full-size male gobblers, there's a different multitude of different ones, and then there's different manufacturers. Some of them are more realistic than others. Some of them are foam, some of them are collapsible, some of them are filled up with air. It just depends on what your desires are as far as what you want to try and use.
Thanks for all your input, Al. Some of my important tips for spring turkey hunting are: do your preseason scouting, learn their pattern, figure out where they like to roost, invest in a nice decoy or two, know your shotgun pattern, some guns pattern with different brands of shot shells or shot size, and also know your effective range. And it doesn't hurt to bring a rangefinder out with you.
You just heard Sportsman Spotlight radio program. Thank you for tuning in.